I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. As we have had many generals on this program, including Generals Haig, Singlaub, Walters, Westmoreland, Bowen, Erzik. We have another general on the program today, Anthony Tata, Brigadier General. He was senior official performing the duties of Undersecretary of Defense for Policy from 2020 to 21 under President Trump, senior official performing duties of Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Policy from 2020. Also, he's a Republican. He is a graduate of the United States Military Academy with a bachelor's degree, Catholic University of America, United States Army Command and General Staff College. Our guest today, Brigadier General Anthony Tata. Let's first talk about your last book, The Phalanx Code. And it's about technical fascism, published by St. Martin's Press and Macmillan. What is the book all about, Brigadier General Tata?
Hey, Brian, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on. And Phalanx Code came out in earlier this spring of this year, and it's about a corporation, a tech company that colludes with the U.S. government to put all the other tech companies out of business and essentially take control of every American's phone, tablet, computer, and make sure that only one message, that U.S. government and tech message, is being presented to the American people. And so there's a counter movement to try to stop it, and our hero, Garrett Sinclair, the Army general that's the protagonist in those books, in the Phalanx Code and the preceding books, is tasked with trying to stop this big tech company from doing bad deeds by colluding with the U.S. government and putting its jackboot on the neck of the little guy who really just wants to carve out a living and take care of his family.
What about fascism? Is this a real threat in the United States?
I think so. I think, you know, what gave me the idea, Brian, is that we all saw in the Twitter files when Elon Musk bought them and began exposing, is that there were emails between Biden, Harris, White House staffers, and Twitter and Facebook and other Google, etc., that were saying, you know, remove these accounts. These accounts are critical of us. We don't like what they're saying. And Twitter said, yeah, okay, no problem. And so it removed dissenting voices, which is the most antithetical thing to democracy that I can think of. And certainly the folks that talk about protecting democracy are the ones who are want the one voice, want to, you know, anybody who claims that, you know, we're trying to stop the spread of misinformation is really just trying to stop dissenting points of view. And that sounds a lot like Putin's Russia, Stalin, you know, any dictator that you want to pick from any socialist or communist country. And that's where we're headed. If and thank God Elon Musk bought Twitter, now X, and we've got lots of different dissenting viewpoints. And certainly the Democrats hate that because the legacy media is part of that big tech techno-fascism that I think is taking place in this country.
Now, the book Phalanx code, is that available at all Barnes & Noble and Amazon?
Everywhere you can buy a book, Phalanx Code should be available. Beautiful blue cover will come out in paperback here in a month or so, but it's in hardcover and ebook and audio right now.
Let's switch gears and talk about the threat to Israel. It was a year ago where I guess about 1,200 missiles came in the middle of the night and killed 1,500 people in Israel, even though so many Americans think Israel started the war. They didn't. It was Hamas and Hezbollah. Let's talk about how Israel is doing. It seems like the last 2 weeks they've been doing pretty well. Tell us your opinion, Brigadier General Tata.
Yeah, hey, Brian, I think that Israel, the less they listen to Harris and Biden, the better they do. And you can see that every opportunity that Israel has had to finally snuff out Hamas, you see the Harris-Biden administration calling for a ceasefire, calling for constraints not on the terrorists that attacked Israel, but on Israel and Netanyahu. And I think that in large part is because the allegiance that, for whatever reason, this administration has to the mullahs in Iran. They want to try to have it both ways. They want to keep the Israeli vote, and they want to curry favor with the Iranians in the vote of the people in Dearborn, Michigan, the Arab Americans there, and in Minnesota.
Well, I'm glad you see that the prospects for Israel are so strong and valuable. I want to talk about the Ukraine. It seems like it's a long-term war. We probably have 100,000 people dead, $1 trillion in infrastructure damage. How do you see the Ukraine war? Are we going to solve it, as Trump has said, between Election Day and Inauguration Day? He's going to have the talks and he's going to end this war. Let's talk about that.
Well, I honestly do believe that he's got an idea, he's got a concept of how to do it. I think, you know, you saw when Zelensky was here, Zelensky met with him. And you've heard Zelensky actually back off his tone a little bit, being so strident in what he wants. I am hopeful that the president is able to, President Trump is able to strike some kind of a deal between Election Day and Inauguration Day, much like Reagan did with the Iranians back in 1980-81, when the hostages were there in Tehran, and they were released the next day after inauguration. And 444 hostages, I believe, from the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. They flew them to Stuart Anderson Air Force Base up here in upstate New York, and then drove them over to West Point, where I was a cadet. And they housed them at the Thayer Hotel and debriefed them there and reunited them with their families. And so that's a searing memory for me, because I'll never forget standing in formation after 2 weeks of them being there, and they were leaving, and the buses were driving in between four brigades of cadets at Present Arms, and certainly the Marines standing at attention and saluting us back meant that there wasn't a dry eye in that formation. It was a very searing memory for me that these people had been hostages for 444 days. So when I think about the ability to message in between election and inauguration, I think it's a possibility. And people forget that Reagan told Iran, there's going to be hell to pay if you don't release these hostages.
It's amazing how history repeats itself, and Exactly. Now we have today, 40 years later, tremendous pain and conflict with Iran.
Right.
Just
right.
Horrible. For those who've just tuned in to Bet AM 1520, our guest today is Brigadier General Anthony Tata. And look for his books. He's written 16 best-selling books. They're available. Look up Anthony Tata, and they're available with Barnes & Noble and Amazon, the 16 books by Brigadier General Anthony Tata. A little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more about the military service of Brigadier General Anthony Tata. He served from 81 to 2009. He was honored with the Combat Action Badge, Bronze Star, Army Distinguished Service Medal, Defense Superior Service Medal, and Legion of Merit. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, or Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. Let's talk about Taiwan and how they're going to survive. A lot of people think that Taiwan is in trouble, that the Chinese see a weak United States president, a weak vice president, and that an attack will take place. How do you see this, Brigadier General Anthony Tata?
Well, Brian, I think certainly the world sees a weak U.S. president and vice president for sure, and that has been the cause of the Afghanistan debacle, the Russia invasion of Ukraine, the Hamas invasion of Israel, Hezbollah invading Israel, Iran launching rockets at Israel. So there's no question that we have a weak administration right now that has led to significant disruption in the international order. With respect to Taiwan and China, certainly the threat is there. China has rattled that saber for a long time. China's focus has typically been on economic solutions and diplomatic solutions. They have not deployed their military in any combative way recently, other than to flex and do flexible deterrent options and shows of force and that kind of thing. The thing I always start with, what's the vital interest in Taiwan? What's the reason for U.S. involvement there? And to me, other than the sovereignty of the Taiwanese people that we have great relationships with, it's Taiwan Semiconductor. And so you could look at Taiwan Semiconductor today in this hyper-digitized world that's evolving to AI, the same way 30, 40 years ago we looked at oil fields in the Middle East. And so just as in the first Gulf War and subsequently, it was critical to protect the free flow of oil coming out of the Persian Gulf. Today, it's critical to protect the free flow of microchips coming out of Taiwan, if that analogy serves. And so the Taiwan Semiconductor is the world's largest manufacturer of semiconductors. Nobody else comes close. You have Samsung, you have Intel, but they don't have near the capacity that Taiwan Semiconductor has. And so if there's any disruption to Taiwan Semiconductor, That's a significant disruption to the entire world's economy. That's the real threat there. And, you know, intentions of China, they certainly want Taiwan back. I think they understand that even their economy depends on these microchips and semiconductors. And so my bet is that they don't. But given how weak the U.S. Administration is, if they're going to do it, they need to do it between, you know, they'll do it between now and Election Day if President Trump's elected.
I just got an email from Ambassador Tony Gioia, and he wrote about the earlier speech by Brigadier General Anthony Tata. And this is from the ambassador. Having done my share of political events, I want to compliment you on an outstanding job in securing our speaker today. He seemed extremely knowledgeable on the subject of foreign affairs and intelligence matters, plus spoke with great insight on both subjects. That's the former United States Ambassador to Malta, Anthony Gioia, a very prominent family in Western New York. Threat of Iran. We talked 40 years ago with Ronald Reagan having these problems with Iran, and this administration allowed them billions of dollars that goes to Hezbollah and Hamas. Let's talk about the real threat of Iran.
Iran is the real threat. And when you think about the hegemony that they have now, throughout the Southwest Asia, the Arabian Peninsula, from Yemen in the south to Iraq to Syria with their Shia militia groups, then Hamas and Hezbollah, it's a real challenge to pretend, as this administration does, to try to deter Iran when you've removed every lever of national power. We don't have any economic levers on them, no military levers on them, certainly from an information messaging standpoint, we don't. And then, you know, from a diplomatic standpoint, so there's, we have removed maximum pressure from Iran and actually placed maximum pressure on Israel. It's such an upside down foreign policy where what we've done is taken Trump's maximum pressure, removed all of the deterrent effect that we were having in keeping the region reasonably peaceful, to now telling Israel not to fight back and giving Iran money to fund all these militia groups. And these militia groups are attacking our number one ally in the region, and also disrupting and shutting down free flow of trade through the Suez Canal and with the Houthis. And so you have A.P. Maersk and others saying, I'm not doing that, and it's disrupting international commerce. So it's just stupidity. We have no foreign policy as it relates to Iran. There's no vision there. And worse, we have Iranian sympathizers in the U.S. government that are potentially leaking secrets to Iran about support for Israel, Israel's next moves, and so forth. So it's really quite breathtaking to see the incompetence or the deliberate undermining of the Iranian policy by this administration.
Well said. Our guest today is Brigadier General Anthony Tata on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, Governor George Pataki, John Katsimatidis, National Vice President of the Polish American Congress, Mark Pienkos, And in the future, we're going to have a program on the Muskoka Discovery Center in Gravenhurst, Ontario. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years, and to the Erie County Sheriff's Department for protecting our guest. Again, Brigadier General Anthony Tata was Under Secretary of Defense for Policy, and he was in that position for a few years in the Trump administration. And he was educated at the U.S. Military Academy, Catholic University of America, U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. Again, any thoughts or comments? If you're listening in Manhattan, South Buffalo, or Montreal, please write to Brian Rusk, care of the Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Terrorism in the United States. How worried are you about this, especially with perhaps up to 20 million unvetted illegal residents in this country? How do you see this threat, Brigadier General Anthony Tata?
I am very concerned, Brian, about this threat that not only is coming across the southern border, but is being imported, flown into central USA by this administration for whatever nefarious purposes they have in trying to change the demographics of this country. There are people that are trying to legally immigrate into the country, and they have to be saying to themselves, why am I even doing this when millions of people are intentionally imported and given free housing and gift cards and phones and all of that? And we have veterans on the streets, homeless, and the real sort of let them eat cake attitude of this administration toward the everyday citizen is bad enough. But when they don't acknowledge the murders and rapes that some of these folks have done that have come in, these illegal immigrants that have come in, and the violence, and then, you know, I think J.D. Vance and Martha Raddatz had a interesting exchange where she said, well, violent gangs from Venezuela or wherever have only taken over a handful of apartment complexes, and J.D. Vance says, listen to, are you listening to yourself? What's the right number that you think is okay for these violent gangs to take over? That's the attitude, because Martha Raddatz and the administration, there's no difference between them.
They're the same.
They're just paid by different people, but they have the same message and they have the same goals. So they're, you know, Raddatz isn't a journalist. She's an operative, like 99% of them, left or right, quite frankly. So
was Donald Trump an advocate? Was he pro-military? Was he for a strong national defense with peace through strength? Tell us about Trump.
Absolutely. He has high regard for the military, and he takes the time to speak with and honor military members. And it's sort of a put your money where your mouth is strategy, where he had the highest defense budgets ever, and certainly listened to the senior leaders talk about the things that they needed, and he resourced that, and so the military in general was very happy with the resourcing that came from, you know, the Trump defense budgets that were then sort of adjudicated within the Senate and the House, and you know, the compromises were made where they needed to be made, but ultimately they were bigger than ever before. And they funded certain priorities that had not previously been funded, and certainly some of the areas like nuclear and so forth were becoming very concerning. And so He's a strong advocate. He is peace through strength. He's not an isolationist, but he doesn't want wars. He would rather use all the levers of national power, like diplomacy, information messaging, economic measures, before leading with the chin of the American soldier. And I think too often the State Department gets lazy, the Treasury gets lazy, and they don't realize the impact that they can have on foreign policy. And that's really the brilliance of Trump, is he understood and understands how to pull those levers to achieve strategic aims.
Let's talk about your next book. We have a minute left on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Do you have the name of the next book
published? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What's that all about?
Kensington Books is putting out my next book. It's called Brace for Impact. And it's an exciting thriller about a former Army MP turned Air Marshal, and she is given the mission to secure a flight to Taiwan that is suddenly challenged by Chinese and Russian and North Korean militaries.
Okay, and when is it coming out?
It'll come out in about a year. So I would say December of next year. And it'll be in bookstores everywhere, online and Barnes & Noble and indie bookstores.
And I told Brigadier General Anthony Tata, when his book comes out in a year, we will have him back on this program, and hopefully we'll have him back in Buffalo, New York, for a return visit. We've learned a great deal from Brigadier General Anthony Tata, who was Under Secretary of Defense under President Donald Trump. Brigadier General Anthony Tata, and have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226. Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.